It is Monday Money Minute time with Patriot Asset Advisor Jonathan Taylor is here. What are we talking about today, sir?
We're talking about Mr. Harry Nilsson. Wrote songs for a lot of folks.
Oh, sure.
Including Three Dog Night.
I didn't know that. I forgot about that. Yeah.
So in the late 60s and early 70s, Harry Nilsson was one of the most talked about musicians on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's got a real story behind him. Born to a broken family in Brooklyn in 41. Harry only had a ninth grade education when he took off as a teenager for L.A., mm-hmm. worked a few jobs here and there, and eventually applied for a bank job dealing with the early adoption of computers.
Oh, okay.
Banks were really the first, you know, commercial adopters of computer systems.
Them and insurance companies.
Well, that's it. Yes. Yeah. So, but he found out he had a knack for computing, which he later used in his music. He created some of the first remixes and mashups.
Sure.
Also a very talented songwriter and wrote songs for the Monkees, Three Dog Night I mentioned, Randy Newman.
Mm-hmm.
Even during a 68 press conference, the Beatles were asked, who's your favorite American group? They answered Nilsson.
Oh, man. Talk about a great promotion, man.
And he was one of those rare successful artists. He had his own music, but he did not tour. Things were just sunshine and roses for him, right?
Sunshine and lollipops would be.
Is that lollipops?
And rainbows and waterfalls.
Unicorns.
Unicorns and waterfalls.
Well, the two-time Grammy Award winner and owner of multi-million dollar contracts woke up one morning in 1991, discovered that his wealth was reduced to $300 in his checking account.
What happened?
Well, he'd always relied on his business manager to handle all those financial matters for him and his family. And he finally started to look into his finances. He discovered she had embezzled his millions over the years.
Oh, gee whiz.
Harry had to file bankruptcy, and the last 3 years of life was spent in drawn-out court battles. Harry died in 94 of heart failure. So, folks, you know, if you make the money, you better know where it goes and who is spending it.